you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. As we launch in hour number three, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about and are going to continue talking about, for those of you just tuning in, a court case, a 11th Circuit Court of Appeals unanimous decision that came down this week. Julia was telling us about it last hour, that did essentially what, Julia?
Ban the sale of sex toys in Alabama.
Well, the ban was already in effect. It just upheld the ban.
Said it was constitutional.
Yeah, the court said it was constitutional because they have a legitimate purpose in protecting morality.
Now, this is a federally constitutional. It's not just an Alabama state constitution.
That's correct. The 11th Circuit. So that would apply to wherever the 11th Circuit is. I think it's mostly the southeast.
Yeah.
And
some portion of the south.
There are two possible appeals here for the plaintiffs. They can ask the full 11th Circuit Court to take a look at the case. And if the full 11th Circuit Court looks at it and again upholds it, it can then go to the Supreme Court, which will be a very interesting case because there have been states that have decided that this is that bans like this are unconstitutional. So there have been, Colorado, Kansas, and Louisiana have said that laws banning the sale of sex toys on the obscenity grounds are unconstitutional, while Georgia, Mississippi, and Texas have all upheld the sex toy ban. So this is looking like it might be a big, major showdown as far as so-called obscenity cases are concerned. I want to hear from you if you are someone who believes, as the court does apparently in this case, as many legislators, do-gooding legislators believe, if you're someone who thinks that there's something immoral about self-pleasuring, 1-800-259-9231. If it's immoral, what is immoral about it? I want to go back to the phones. We held Paula over through the news break. Paula in Florida, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, and I think that what the court is doing is good because, I mean, everybody has a normal sexual drive, you know. But the thing is, this pornography leads you to do bad things, I believe. And, I mean, you know that you're not supposed to be with a woman sexually, you know, unless you're married.
Well, I'm with a woman every night sexually, and she's sitting in the room with me. What's wrong with that?
Because you're not married.
But I don't want to get married.
But it might be a sin,
Paul. Well, the thing is, you're still in sin.
Right. It might be a sin, Paula, but should it be against the law? Like, should there be a separation between God's law?
I want to make a longer explanation
here. Should there be a separation between what your interpretation of what God's law is and what man's law is? And then, from there, what about the Amish people? Because they think that driving cars is a sin. Are you going to go to hell for that? Should we make that the law? I mean, there's some problems here.
Okay, now look, God says you don't follow man's law, you follow his law.
I understand.
And this is what you have to do. And if you don't, you're going to answer for it.
Okay, well,
and that's fine. I don't mind
God,
answering
God
down
can
the
take
line.
Care of that in his own courts, but man
that's
has
right.
their
he
courts.
Will. He will take care of it in his own court.
Right, so why can't we keep man's law separate from God's law?
Because
and
we can't, because he said we have to follow his law.
Or under penalty
of his children.
So you're saying that it's okay to lock me in a jail cell because I have sex with my girlfriend every night?
I didn't say that. I'm saying you know right from wrong. And it's your and he gives you choices.
I know sex sure does feel right.
The right choice.
Now what I don't think there's necessarily anything right and wrong about having sex
there
outside
is.
Of
he gives you your own free will.
Well, as Mark pointed out, it's your interpretation of an old book that was published hundreds of thousands of years ago.
Well, the thing is, hon, you are his child. His spirit was put into you at the time of conception, and he wants you to follow his law.
Okay,
and he said we're not to follow man's
thank
law.
Thank you for the opinion, Paula. And what I want to know now is to jump back to the man's law world. Let's not talk about what God wants, because that's, again, subject to interpretation.
Well, the thing is, if we don't stay with his law, like right now, we're so much in trouble with him right now that, I mean, he's about to destroy us.
Paula, okay, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about man's law. Because
well, man's law and God's law are not, remember what he said in the Bible about, woe you lawyers?
No.
It's in there.
Well, okay, I trust you on that. Now, Paula.
As a matter of fact, the judges are supposed to be sitting on the seat of Jesus Christ.
The law says, in Alabama, the law says it's unlawful for any person to knowingly distribute any obscene material or any device designed or marketed useful primarily for the stimulation of human genital organs. You said last hour that you didn't necessarily have an objection to sex toys. So as far as
law... Well, I mean, it's only for yourself if you need it, but I mean, I don't think you would have anything against you know... physically, like you were talking about masturbation. I mean, I'm sure that people have done this all their lives. But
yes, of course they have. But now,
the thing is, he can also take this from you. If you have a serious problem with it, go to him and ask him, take this from me.
All right, I don't want this to be a preaching session, Paula. I want to talk about
what it's going
to
be.
What the law says. And the law says it's illegal to distribute self-pleasuring toys. Now, that, you would agree, is wrong, but you also believe it's okay to ban the distribution of pornography. So if I bring a porno DVD and give it to a friend of mine in Alabama, I have violated their state law, and they could throw me in a jail cell.
You'd be leading him into sin with this, because it tips people to do the wrong thing.
He's the one that asked me for it.
Well, the thing is, he shouldn't be asking you for it. I mean,
and
you
so therefore,
know right
and wrong. Paula, therefore, it's okay to throw me in a jail cell.
No, I didn't
so
say
it's
that.
Not okay to throw me in a jail cell. It's
no.
just wrong. You're saying it's just wrong.
She's not going to go past that sin thing.
Okay, I that's fine. If you want to think it's a sin, that's okay. Just don't put me in a jail cell
yeah,
for
that's
it.
That's right. I mean, you know sin, and you know right from wrong, and it's up to you to make the right decision.
Right, you let me handle that on my own between me and God if
that's,
I have
it's between
one.
You and God, that's right.
So then you would agree that there don't need to be man laws in regards to this.
Well, I guess when you put it that, yeah, I guess.
Because it's not right. I mean, you want to look at right and wrong. You can say what you want.
I think it's what they're doing.
Paula.
They're trying to follow the morality of
it. Yeah, but it's immoral to throw someone in a jail cell.
Yeah, it's immoral to put somebody in a jail just for, you know.
So which is more, here's a question for you. Here's a moral quandary for you, Paula. Which is more immoral, having sex outside of marriage or throwing someone in a cold prison cell for it?
What's more immoral is having sex with somebody out of marriage.
So, therefore, you think it's okay to throw someone in a prison cell
for
it?
No, I'm not saying that. I mean, if you're giving it out to somebody, you know, keep it for yourself, not for somebody. Don't give it to somebody else.
Paula, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
What am I giving to somebody else?
I don't know.
Porn.
Yeah, porn.
My porn. Oh, okay.
1-800-259-9231. So, according to Paula, as I understand it, it's immoral to have sex outside of marriage. But it's more immoral to have sex outside of marriage than it is to throw someone in a cold, dark prison cell for it.
The problem with morality and laws and all that stuff is that everybody's got a different morality. That's
right.
Why I made up, you know, that's why I talked to her about the Amish people.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what happens if suddenly the Amish people get in charge of the government here in the United States? Now, thank goodness they don't believe in
that. Right.
But what if they did? You know,
more
I mean,
air conditioning.
Whoever thinks that sex toys and pornography, or not to say that they're the same thing, but sex toys or pornography should be illegal, then, wow, my goodness, now you're going to have a problem when the Amish people want to make cars illegal and we've all got to ride around on the back of horse-drawn buggies.
Mm-hmm. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mark in Las Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Julia and Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Up?
By the way, I'm a Baptist fundamentalist, but I want to say Paula makes me want to throw up. Because, you know, to me, the only Christian position I can come up with, the only real position consistent with biblical Christianity, is anarchism. And, in fact, what's one of the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not steal. Okay, well, how does the government fund itself? It uses compulsory taxation, i.e. violence or the threat of violence to obtain its revenue. It does not sustain itself by satisfying consumer demands.
It steals from people, yeah.
I.e. earning its income, i.e. conferring a social benefit. The government never has been anything other than the most powerful group of thugs with guns. And for anybody to get up and say that it's morally legitimate for a group of thugs with guns to run around engaging in policing people's personal behavior like that and throwing them in jail.
Yeah, what about the render unto Caesar? What is Caesar's?
Hang on, we'll bring you back, Mark, and you can answer that question. 800-259-9231. I agree with Mark. The government is nothing more than a violent band of marauders, and it's certainly immoral and wrong to throw someone in a prison cell. Free Talk Live.
not furniture.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, FAN.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot to see on the website, including over 1,000 pages on our wiki alone. There's more than that to the website, but 1,000 pages there, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's been created by the listeners, all 1,000 of those pages. I had nothing to do with. We turned that wiki on, plugged it in, and let you guys go
off
to it.
Off it went.
Yep,
ooh.
And you guys created it. Wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of the website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you enjoy building things? Woodcraftplans.com has hundreds of blueprints for things like lawn chairs, rocking horses, yard shadows, fine furniture, and more. Step-by-step instructions and full-size patterns guide all skill levels. Woodcraftplans.com supports FTL. Please support woodcraftplans.com. That's woodcraftplans.com.
Let's go back to Mark in Las Vegas. Mark, you're back on Free Talk Live. You say you're a Baptist, a fundamentalist Baptist?
A Baptist fundamentalist, yes, sir. And by the way, you had, for the break, asked me about this render unto Caesar. You know, I'm kind of glad you brought that up because
it's got to be the first thing people ask.
That's the first thing that the Christians, other Christians, always give me. Well, what about rendering unto Caesar? What is Caesar's? Well, you know, I have a couple ways to answer that. First of all, Caesar is dead. Okay.
King,
I don't know where they've been. Caesar is dead. Second of all, they're implying Caesar represents the political leader. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, fine. It says render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Okay. Now I look around. You know, my possessions. I see nothing here that belongs to George Bush or any other politician.
Someone could make the argument that Federal Reserve notes are Caesar's.
But then here's the other problem. Okay, here's the other problem with their argument. Okay, if we get past the Caesar thing, okay, we know what they're trying to say, that somehow we have a moral duty as Christians to pay taxes to this government. There's a problem with their thinking. In fact, John Calhoun, former Vice President of the United States under Andrew Jackson, he demolished this belief saliently in the 1800s with something called the taxpayer tax consumer dichotomy. And listen up, Christians, Paula, and you people. When the government imposes a tax, they are inevitably dividing the community up into two groups of people, i.e., net taxpayers and net tax consumers. And simply stated, what's going on here? When the government imposes a tax, for every dime in taxes the government collects, that's a dime in taxes that somebody else is consuming.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well,
now, government employees, for example, they don't pay any taxes at all. What they do is a bookkeeping fiction. They're all tax consumers.
That's
so
true.
If we're saying that it's our moral obligation to pay taxes so that somebody else can live off them, then we're admitting then the whole government is a evil, wicked, sinful organization, and it shouldn't exist because it does nothing but consume taxes.
It is certainly
right?
It is certainly an immoral group that, as you pointed out at the beginning of your call, is nothing more than a large band of highwaymen shaking people down.
Yeah, it's going to be breathtaking. People, for example, people on Social Security, they don't pay taxes; they're tax consumers. So what some Christians are actually saying here is that it's a sin to want to simply keep your own property. But then I'll bet you if you went onto the website of almost any so-called Christian college or university, they would have a link up to how you can apply for financial aid, i.e. become a tax consumer.
Sure they would.
So on one hand, simply being a non-taxpayer is a sin. On the other hand, as soon as you take part in the plunder and become a tax consumer, that's okay.
Then it's moral.
Now, how much sense does this make? Christians go to hell. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Very good, Mark. Thanks for the call. Okay. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
So is he not a fundamentalist Baptist then?
I don't know. He said he was.
Huh.
I don't think he goes to church.
His last statement, though, was Christians go to hell.
I think he meant most of the Pharisee-type Christians is what he's talking about.
But why would he get confused?
I don't know. I let him go, Mark. He'll call back, I'm sure, some other time. You can ask him that then. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number.
You know, even if he is taking it to an extreme, it seems to me like any Christian can sit there and look at this from the face and say, well, God wants 10% my tithe of what I make. If the government demands anything more than 10%, they're putting themselves in a place above God, and it's simply not where they belong. So the government should never get more than 9.9%.
Yeah, that's a
nice simple
one. A nice little midpoint, yeah, between no taxes and some taxes. And of course, we've been far over 10% for a long, long time here in the United States.
Oh yeah.
1-800-259-9231. I want to know from you if sex toys, if self pleasure, if pornography is immoral, and if so, why? And I don't want you to use the Bible as a crutch. I want you to explicate to me why it is that putting two individuals who are having sex together on tape and distributing it is an immoral act. I would like to also know, as Paula made the suggestion earlier, that how you can... I just want to understand, okay? That's all. I just want to understand how it is that a ceremony, how it is that a silly little ceremony known as marriage can change another act, that is sex, from immoral to moral. How does that happen exactly? And does it have to go by certain specifics? Like, does it have to have the government paperwork to go along with it? Is that what makes the marriage immoral versus moral? Or because, for instance, Julia, you're my girlfriend, and we have sex on a fairly regular basis.
Good for you.
And we're not married. Now, Paula said that's a problem. Paula said that's immoral. Do you feel like we're doing something wrong when we engage in that activity?
No, and I'd like to point out that I have absolutely no interest in getting married ever, so does that mean I'm not allowed to have sex ever?
Apparently it does, and I'd like to know why that is.
Well, I mean, there's some arguments that can be made on the other side of this, but as far as legislating it, that's where I have the problem.
Yes, I understand, but I sort of moved beyond the legislation at this point, and now I just want to talk about why certain things in your mind are or are not immoral. And if it's immoral to have sex outside of a marriage, which is what we do, then why is it that a ceremony, a marriage ceremony, makes that A-okay? Why is it that standing in front of a man
because God's,
with a book
God's
in his
laws,
hand,
morality, or whatever you want to call them, are rules that work well for life? So,
that's in your opinion.
It is an opinion.
Now, some of the rules work well, like not killing others, that, you know, not stealing things. Yes, I would agree with that, but there's nothing that works more well about having sex inside a marriage than having sex outside
of
marriage.
Sure, because if you tell people they can't have sex outside of marriage, then they can't have sex, then that prevents them from having sex with a whole bunch of different people. And if they have sex with a whole bunch of different people, then you don't have a bunch of illegitimate children running around.
Now, that's
illegitimate
not
children, poverty.
The statistics on cheating are tremendous in America. So being married
Cheating doesn't matter. I'm talking about legitimacy. Whether the child is, from the man that's your husband or not, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. The child has a father, a legal father. And so these are rules that work for society. That's what I mean
doesn't.
By morality.
It
does. It absolutely does.
There are still people that have sex inside their marriage with other people
without the
knowledge
there
of their spouse.
But morality came around before there were paternity tests, my friend.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring out whatever you want.
Just because Julia's baby looks like me doesn't mean that you don't have to take care of it.
I didn't say anything about taking care of babies. I'm talking about sex, not babies. I don't know why you turned it into kids. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky, the ozone layer unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll-free line, that's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams available for you. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Two sizes will fit virtually any internet connection, and they're both completely free. That is freetalklive.com. Who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress? Many people would say that's Ron Paul, and if you get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum next week from February 23rd through the 25th, that's when it's happening, you'll be able to meet presidential candidate Congressperson Ron Paul and other influential people who support your freedom. Register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get more information there as well. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're talking about morality. We're talking about sex. Talking about self-pleasuring. Talking about pornography, and how all of this ties together. What started it all was a 11th Circuit Court of Appeals decision in the state of Alabama, or thereabouts, that essentially upheld an Alabama ban on the sale of sex toys. And their excuse was that there's no constitutional protection on the possession or the sale of these products. So because it's not specifically written in the Constitution, according to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, or the Attorney General, because it's not explicitly written that you can sell sex toys, therefore it's constitutional to ban their sale. You know, believe this logic?
No, the logic is terrible, and it says that any of the rights that are not mentioned directly in these Bill of Rights should be remanded to the states and the people individually. And it seems to me that the right to own something should be remanded to the individual, not to the state. But unfortunately, in the writing of the Constitution, they just weren't explicit enough. They didn't, they didn't realize it was going to come along that the
governments interpret in favor of their power. I mean, I don't know. Even if they were more explicit, it might just be a matter of some Supreme Court saying, well, this Constitution is a little bit out of date, and we've decided to interpret it a little differently.
It seems like what they've done with the Second Amendment. It seems like there's no holes at all in the Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
But it has been.
It absolutely has been.
In almost
if you don't
all
like
50
it,
states.
You're going to jail.
800-259-9231. Still want to hear from someone who believes that self-pleasure is immoral and can explain to me why. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Brother Cletus in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Brother Cletus.
Well, I've been listening to the program.
Thank you.
And I think that what we have is that we have a situation where we're trying to circumvent the original law, which is God's law.
Okay.
Okay, and the struggle that I see that we have in our communities and throughout the United States and the world is whose laws reign in the affairs of man? That's okay. The decision that we're trying to adjust here. Well, the Supreme Court is going to say this, the lower courts are saying this, but we never get back to the main thing. The main thing is God's laws.
Do me a favor, real quick. Turn down your radio or
whatever
your
that
internet
is.
Connection or whatever
okay.
it is. Back there, because I can hear us in the background. It's a little bit confusing. Now, you're talking about the difference between God's law, so-called, which, of course, I'm an atheist, so it doesn't really matter much to me what God's law is, and man's law. And so are you essentially telling us, Brother Cletus, and I don't even know if you're on the phone right now.
Yeah.
But are you essentially telling us that pornography is immoral and should be legislated against, or are you saying that legislators should stay out of this and leave it between the individuals and their gods?
Well, you know, we have a situation here in the state of Missouri, okay? There was a fella who was just caught with two kids that he had kidnapped, two
right.
boys. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I'm listening.
Okay, but here we go. We got a situation where people are trying to decide on their own what they want to do. And every time that we do that, there we end up getting ourselves in trouble. You know, we
okay,
have.
I don't think anybody's advocating kidnapping here. I don't.
Well, I understand that, there, but he wanted to have his fun, his pleasure.
Well, yeah, but kidnapping hurts somebody, and pornography doesn't.
Some laws that we break hurt people, and some laws that we break only hurt ourselves.
You can make an argument that porn hurts you or self pleasuring hurts you, but that's your personal opinion, and I personally believe differently.
Right.
Whereas there's no doubt that kidnapping or molestation or murder or rape definitely hurts another person.
But see, we're talking about degrees of law.
No, we aren't. We're not talking about degrees. We're talking about yourself versus harming another.
Right, that's not an issue of degrees. That's something entirely different.
So, I'm having a little bit of trouble understanding you, Brother Cletus. Are you saying it should be illegal to self-pleasure? Are you saying it should be illegal to watch porn?
Anything that's a violation of God's law, we need to do away with.
We need to do away with it by making man laws?
No. Just by abiding in God's laws.
Okay, but what if someone doesn't abide? But what if someone doesn't abide? For instance, the pornography industry, by example, is a multi-billion-dollar industry. There are millions of individuals who are both creating and consuming pornography. I don't think that you're going to just be able to convince them to rein it in anytime soon. So
You're right.
So in that case, what do you propose to do?
Well, eventually, people get caught up in their own sin, and they have to suffer the consequences.
Like what? What consequences are you talking about?
Well, in dealing with God's law, when you break God's law, guess what? The end result is death, you know.
We're all going to die eventually, Brother Cletus, unless the transhumanists actually succeed in extending life eternally. But we're all going to die, presumably, so...
Well, we're all going to pass on from this world. And we're all going to eventually spend eternity somewhere.
Uh-huh. And
because of the choices we make... We end up where we end up.
Thank you. And I'm more than happy to take that particular risk. I am an atheist, for instance, and so therefore I'm more than happy to take that risk that when I die, I'm going to go into take a nice long dirt nap instead of go and see some sort of godly tribunal. And so you and I might disagree on what happens after we pass away here on Earth. But I still haven't yet been able to get a straight answer from you, or unless I've gotten one and I've missed it, guys. I haven't been able to get a straight answer from
somewhat
you
ubiquitous.
On what you want to do in regards to people watching porn here on Earth. You just want to sit back and let it happen and let God decide down the line? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that the church has failed to show up for the battle. And because of that, we have certain things that go on in our community, such as that, abortion, and other things that are just devastating to this whole country.
Are you suggesting, sir, that if the church has failed, so-called, that the government should pick up the ball and start running with it?
It's not the government's responsibility.
So therefore, you would agree with me, then, that pornography should not be illegal, the possession, the sale thereof, the creation thereof?
Well, I say that pornography and any other thing such as that there should be banned.
Wait, didn't you just say that you should leave it up to God?
That the government doesn't have anything to do with it?
Well, I said it's the church's responsibility to clean up.
Do you think that Jesus? Do you think that Jesus would ban pornography?
I think he would.
You think he would? If Jesus, if Jesus got to be in charge, the same guy that said, "You who
well,
are
he's
with
already him, banned it. He's already done decided what the laws ought to be."
No, he hasn't.
Well, I'm sure he has. It's
look,
written in
he
his
came
word.
Out and told people you can't, you know, not to throw stones at this woman unless, you know, until you've taken care of your house. Clean yourself up before you worry about somebody else. But, you
and
know,
the reason why
he went into
that.
The temple and he flipped over the tables of the money lenders and the people that were defiling his temple. I mean, yes, Jesus is all concerned about his, you know, doing things right within his house, but he's not really concerned with other people who don't want to be in charge. I mean, Jesus came against the Pharisees who had their whole morality and their laws all mixed up. And I think that that's, to me, that sounds like you.
Now, you mean he sounds like a Pharisee.
Right. You sound like what Jesus came to speak out against, to me.
How's that?
Because
you're trying
you want to,
control to
use
others.
Laws to control other people's behavior. Jesus wouldn't have done that.
You're sick, man. You want to ban people from doing things that don't
he
harm
told
anyone
you,
else.
I mean, that's violence. And he would have told you, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't you go throwing those stones until you've
yeah.
got your craps cleared
what,
up.
Do you think it's okay to use violence on people that aren't harming others? Brother Cletus? You think
no,
that's okay?
Not.
Well, that's what you just advocated. You advocated a ban
people.
On porn. More on the way. Hang on, Brother Cletus. We'll bring it back. Because you're interested. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to talk to him, call in.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times.
Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent, exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain here, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now, we'll try to sneak in 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, inviting you to experience all of the features there totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites. We've got more stuff for free at freetalklive.com than any other radio talk show host website out there. And we have yet to be disproven on that claim. So, enjoy the website. It's on us. But if you like what we're doing, if you like the website content, you like Free Talk Live, you want to help the show out, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier like over 300 of our listeners have decided to do by going to amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The concept is simple. You can help support this show by sending us $3 a month on a voluntary basis. You'll get some perks like access to the amplifier-only call-in lines and more. But the purpose is to help us promote Free Talk Live. We take that money in, and we turn it around into purchasing industry advertisements. We buy radio industry advertising to get more stations on board with the show. We, for instance, also buy internet advertisements to get more individuals listening through their internet connections, and therefore spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. It's working. Get the details. Amp. freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're going back to Brother Cletus. He's on from St. Louis. And Brother Cletus, we've been exploring with you this idea of pornography being immoral. Now, you believe it's immoral, and it took me It took me a while to extract this from you, because I had to ask a bunch of questions to get you to admit to it. But you you think that there should be a ban. A government ban, a law passed against pornography.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be a government ban, but banned by all people.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Good.
That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen unless you make
well,
it a government ban.
I understand that there.
So
and
you've got billions
of
dollars.
We have the problems that we have. You know, we have more
because
problems.
Because of porn?
What's that?
Because of porn?
Well, because of things similar to that. Anything that's bad, evil,
evil?
That's ungodly.
What's ungodly about porn? I mean, it's people having sex.
Well,
there's nothing more godly than that, in my opinion. God created sex, right? He created the penis and the vagina, didn't he?
He most certainly did.
Uh-huh.
For the context of marriage only.
Yeah, sure. All right, so...
well, I told you, once you get into this moral question, this is where you're going to be.
So, you think that all of society should reject pornography, but now we both agree that's not going to happen. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. There's a lot of money to be made in porn, and plus a lot of guys just really like to look at it, and girls, some girls. So that's not it's not going away by society's decision. So therefore, you do support government bans on porn?
I'd say if they put a ban on it, I'll support it.
So, therefore, you support throwing someone in a cold jail cell for having a pornography DVD in their house? Doesn't that seem a little sick to you? Doesn't that seem a little wrong, a little immoral? Isn't it immoral to take somebody away from their family and their friends and their job and their life and throw them in a prison cell because they have a DDD?
Well, such are the consequences of sin. You know, when you have sin...
No, no, that's not a consequence of sin. That's a consequence of breaking a man-created law, sir. A man-created law that you support. So therefore, you support violence against your porn-viewing neighbors. There's a good chance that somebody in your neighborhood is watching a porn video right now. You support the police coming into their house, kicking in a door, throwing them on the floor, and taking them to a jail cell. You support that. Doesn't that seem sick to you?
Well, the Bible does say the wages of sin is death.
What does that mean?
Well, does that give you the right, though, to get a sharp stick and stab them to death with it if you see them doing what you consider to be sin?
I don't have that authority.
No, you don't, and neither does the government. Because God did not give it to them. God did not ordain these people.
They're just men like you and I, and
right.
they were
elected by their peers. And so if you don't have that authority, neither does your peer, and neither does all the people. Our government officials are given their power by the people, not by God.
It seems to me that there are certain things that we do not want in our community that's not good for us.
Who the hell is we?
And there are certain things in our community that
Wait
we want to close a blind
Cletus,
eye to.
Cletus, you don't speak for everybody. You say, we don't want this, we don't want that. Well, you and your church members may not want it, but my friends and I do want it. So how do you rectify that?
Well, I guess you just stay to your sick old ways then.
Well, all right. I want to go to the phones, Cletus. We've got people that want to talk to you.
Okay.
Let's go to, let's first go to Brandon in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Cletus. Brother Cletus.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. What are your comments or questions for Brother Cletus?
Yeah, not too bad. Cletus, I have a question for you. You were talking about the morality and what Jesus said in the Bible. Do you feel that you are an instrument of God's justice?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Do you feel that you have the one true interpretation of what Jesus said?
I believe that God has revealed himself real and tangible within my life.
Okay. Can you provide to me any concrete evidence other than just your say-so that would prove to me conclusively that your judgment is better than mine and therefore you have the right and the validity to enforce your value set over mine?
Okay, repeat that question again.
Yeah, it's worth repeating. That was an excellent question. Please do it again.
Sure. Can you prove to me conclusively, other than just your say-so, that you have the one true interpretation of what Jesus said and therefore have the right to impose your value set over mine through force or otherwise?
Well, that is a tough question to answer there.
Yeah, because he backed you into a corner. Good job, Brandon. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. Well, it's not necessarily backed me in a corner, but the thing of it is that we see throughout time, throughout ages, where God has set judgment upon the land on different places like Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, I mean, even when his own people, the Israelites, were not following his laws and failed to follow him.
I'd like to know you've yet to answer Brandon's question. You can't actually answer his question because you're just another man like him. Let's go to the phones. Gary in Connecticut, you're on the line with Brother Cletus.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Gary.
Yeah, you know, as a fellow Christian, I mean, to answer that guy's question in Japan, basically, you gotta, you know, for me, it's all about the Bible, you know. You got certain laws in the Bible you gotta follow, but you just, you know, you can't really judge people. You gotta let them, you know, if they wanna do what they wanna do, you know, you got to preach the gospel to them. That's what we're supposed to do.
So you don't claim, even though you claim to understand the Bible, you as a Christian don't want to violently enforce your moral set on others.
Well, no, you're supposed, what we're supposed to do as Christians is we're supposed to preach the gospel.
So would you say then, okay, I'd agree with that.
Now,
so then you would say it's
like
not right.
You know, pornography, like, you know, my biggest problem with pornography is the kids, the young kids that see this stuff on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest problem with it.
Well, don't they do have, now, when you have a kid, it's your responsibility to take care of that kid, to feed it, to make sure it doesn't run out in the street and get run over by a car. And they do have things on the internet
that
protect against children, seeing that kind of stuff.
Right, that's true. Safe surf. You know how the internet is. Come on. I mean, it's difficult.
No, I know how kids are.
Children were looking at porn before the internet existed.
That much is true. Now, I want to point out a significant difference, and I'd like to have Brother Cletus address this. Now, Brother Cletus, you're on the line with another self-professed Christian, Gary, in Connecticut, and Gary has pointed out that he believes in evangelizing and talking about Christianity, but he doesn't think that he should throw people in a jail cell if they don't necessarily agree. How do you feel about that, Brother Cletus?
Well, I believe that he has a right to feel the way he does.
So you just
some of us feel a little bit stronger about God's laws than others.
Yeah, you want to throw someone in a prison cell.
He made some good points about, you look at the laws in the Old Testament, and God was just, But then, you look when Jesus came, and these guys are making some good points, You know what Jesus told us to do is to love the sinner but hate the sin. You know what I mean? So...
Absolutely. You don't love somebody. Guys, we're out of time. I'm sorry, Gary. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, and thank you, Brother Cletus. You don't love somebody by taking them away from their family. You don't love somebody by destroying their lives, giving them a criminal record, throwing them in a prison cell. That is not love. Let's go, just for final thoughts, to the amplifier line. It's Matt he's gone. So I don't think that defines love. I mean, am I wrong about this, guys?
It doesn't seem like it to me. I mean, the government and morality do not belong together. I understand why it is that people are tempted to do it. I know that they consider these things wrong, so therefore, since we have the opportunity to vote on a law against it one way or the other or something like that, actually in a representative form, that we should stand against it. But no, sorry, this is a country of a bunch of different people, and we have to be able to have religious freedom.
That much is true. Government and morality certainly don't belong together, and unfortunately, government is inevitably immoral, as Mark from Las Vegas pointed out earlier. You can't get away from the immorality of using force on your neighbors when they've never harmed anyone else. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.